wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Looking absolutely as beautiful as the day she won Miss Universe in 1978, ladies and gents. Proudly from Cape Town.
Woo-hoo.
It's a welcome home to Margaret Gardner.
It's so nice to be back in Cape Town.
I mean, you think about it, not much changes. I mean, you know, the city evolves and there's new buildings here and there, but the feeling you get when you're in Cape Town, it's just unlike any other feeling in the world.
I have to agree with you. Can't add to that. When you speak perfection and truth, you keep going.
It is lovely to have you back, albeit for a fleeting while, because the world needs you, and the world needs more of your stories to be told. And this one, the new one, is in shelves nationwide.
It is. It's very exciting. It's actually going to be a launch in America and UK too.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to bring it to South Africa first.
Yes, yes.
I think that the topics that we talk about are very important and are kind of taboo in South Africa, which is mental health, coping mechanisms that self-damage.
Absolutely.
And things that happen to women that we don't talk about.
Spot on.
And maybe happen to men too.
Yeah.
But predominantly women. So I set it in the land of glitz, glamour.
Ooh.
But there's also grit. There's sex.
Oh,
there's
language. Yeah.
There's drugs. It's not me. I'm just putting that disclaimer up there.
But it's insightful because you've seen that world, right? So you've been able to see what goes on in worlds like that. So to tell a story, I mean, you know, you kind of have got so much insight into that world to help others through this. And I love that this is like the little caption underneath the book is a stylish, sexy blockbuster. I mean, that alone, if that doesn't sell a copy of this book. But taking you back, because writing's obviously always been a passion, even as far as I can remember with some of your first interviews ever, you were talking about poetry and writing novels. It's always been there. So to be able to do this and to share it with the world still is incredible.
I've got to say it was very scary because writing is such an internal process.
Yes.
And then when I decided, okay, I'm going to publish,
yeah,
I went back and I read the book and I said, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But you have to follow what the character dictates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a wild woman who lives in bright colors and takes what she wants and doesn't understand that a lot of her behavior is because she's hurting and she doesn't know how to navigate out into healthy patterns.
Sure.
So there's a lot of stuff that really happens in this world, but it is a fictional compilation of things I've seen.
Yeah. I've got to ask, because I see this and I see that Hollywood knocking on the door and going, this is going to make a great movie. you don't think about that when you write it, but thinking about now possibly or on the plane over, you do realize that that's the next step for Joey and her character.
Thank you for saying that. It's so exciting because I did a soft launch on Amazon before the main launch here. And the feedback is this would make a great series.
And
the book is the first of three books about good girls who behave themselves, get damaged, and fight back.
I love it. Hey, isn't that so good? It's so relevant. And it's so relevant that someone's telling that story in a sexy and cool way. And so, ladies and gents, we're going to talk more about the book. Margaret Gardner is here. What a great book and what a great legacy that's still to be built. You're still a spring chicken. I mean, I think about it.
65.
A young 65. And she's with us in town literally just for a couple of days to talk about this book. And thanks for choosing South Africa to be the first location for the launch of this novel. We're so proud. Wherever our South Africans go in the world, you know how we are. You'll be in a shopping mall in the middle of LA and somebody will see you and recognize you, go, Margaret! And it'll feel like they feel like you belong to us, that you're still very much one of us. You know?
And I feel like I belong.
Yeah.
South African accents are so distinctive.
We are.
You hear it and I go running across and I say, excuse excuse me, are you South African? And they look at me like I'm a very strange woman. I am a little strange.
I love
so
that.
Clearly they recognize strange. Yeah. But they say, are you South African? And they go, how do you know? And I go, I am too. I mean, like, can't you hear me?
Exactly. Let's talk about how long it takes, what the processes are like to write a novel like this. I mean, do you allocate a certain amount of time? Is it, what are the processes?
Well, I didn't write traditionally. Like, sure. Most writers have a plan.
Yes.
I interview movie stars all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
And I have observations and they say things that resonate and I write them down.
Gotcha.
And when they're all kind of regurgitate inside of me, it's kind of like I'm compelled to
let it out. Yeah.
So I just wrote organically, and then once it was finished, I went back and I went, well, fill in the holes here. It's not clear. It's in my head. It's not on the page.
Gotcha.
And then during COVID, I had a young friend who wasn't coping. Mm. And it was clear that she was self-damaging by using substances. Mm. And I suggested that she get go and speak to a psychologist because I've got a degree in psych. Mm. And her parents talked her out of it. Sure. Because it wasn't something that sure. was acceptable to them. And she almost committed suicide.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I just thought, okay, now's the time. These are important topics. Let's have the courage to do this. You know, it's not about me.
No.
It's about what this can do
yes.
for young women.
Mm. I love that. Mm. Because you're so right. There's still so many parts and pockets of society that find it taboo to be able to speak out about mental health. And unfortunately, you know, and I can just imagine in any kind of world where there's eyes focused on, you think of sports people, the world of fashion, the world of modeling, for example. Yeah. You almost think that you don't want to be that person that puts your hands up and says, I'm not feeling good.
Mm.
It's not an outside, it's an inside thing, but I need help. And it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to feel that you need help, and it's okay to get help, and it's okay to talk about it. And so what you're doing, like you said, is not for you. It's for those friends of yours and those friends of ours and me and you know, my daughters. I've got two young daughters, and to tell them at 8 and 9 years old, it's okay to grow up and have feelings like that and to talk about it and to look for help. So what you're doing by empowering so many people, not only women but men too, is inspirational. So
thank
huge
you.
Thanks.
I also think it's important to self-monitor because often I've understood that people speak badly to themselves.
Yes. Yes.
When something goes wrong, they play a tape that it's my fault, I did something wrong. And I really want people to understand that failure is a part of learning. If you try something and it doesn't work, just reassess. Mm. Don't beat yourself up.
Yes.
And if you are feeling down, take time out to figure out why, what's going on.
Mm.
Tap into it and fix that. Mm. Try different coping tools.
Absolutely.
It's really helpful.
More than ever on social media. I mean, we sit around, you know, the four of us, we're taking pictures, we're on it, we're living in it. But more than ever, kids are judging themselves by others on Instagram. They're not as pretty as the next person. They're not as clever. They're not as athletically gifted as the next person. And so they beat themselves up for it. They can't be on social media what the world expects them to be. And let me tell you something, that's not the real world. Kids listening, that's not how life goes. It's not those glamour scenes that your friends are posting on those things. You are the best you right now. You don't have to compete with that. And I love that Joey Superstar is in this world and this is what she's going through. And you get to see it, you get to read it, you get to feel it. And importantly, the nice thing about this is it leaves you, I presume at the end, going, hey, it's actually okay. It's life's okay. What I'm going through at the moment, it's okay to go through.
It is. And I recently went through a bullying situation. And what I also want people to understand is when I have a picture taken, somebody airbrushes that picture. A lot of the people have apps that they manipulate their image with.
Yeah.
So if you don't look like the picture that you're looking at, it's because that person doesn't look like that either.
Margaret Felicity's on the line with us. Felicity, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're very well, thanks. Thanks for letting us know you're a massive Margaret Gardner fan.
Yes, absolutely.
And thank you, Felicity.
You got a question for Margaret?
Margaret, all I want to say is that you were such an inspiration for me and my twin sister. We, Felicity and Felicia, we were free. And we followed your career. I had a scrapbook. You were such an inspiration, and you still are. Whenever I can find an article or something about you, I would read it. And it's such a privilege to be able to meet you over the phone.
I got to say thank you so much for your support. And I'm overwhelmed that anybody would follow me in this manner. And I appreciate it. And you appreciate you too.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to read your book, because at this age, I'm like 3 years younger than you. And I'm not shy to say I'm going to a psychologist. And in today's life, everybody actually needs to just vent somehow.
I'm so glad to hear that. I also think it's important for the next generation that we talk about it, so that our young women develop tools to handle life and its pressures in a way that benefits them. Mm. Thank you so much.
It's not a shame at all. It's not a shame at all.
I love that. Felicity, thanks for being so open and honest with us as well this morning.
You
know,
it's
a really brave thing to come out to say it, and it's brave and it's rewarding, because I tell you why, others need to hear it.
Yeah.
And others that are going through what you're going through, or their own journey, need to know that it's okay, like you said. So we appreciate you this morning, Felicity. Thanks. Have an awesome St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a wonderful life.
Thank you, too. Bye. It's amazing. There's love being poured out on the WhatsApp line and all over social media for our special guest this morning. Ladies and gents, it marks the end of all the highlights of the people that are important from South Africa and to South Africa that I've spoken to in the 30 years I've been in radio. So this is a great moment for me as well. Ladies and gents, not only is she proudly a brand South Africa for us, but now also speaking out and through this beautiful novel for those that desperately need it. It's okay if you're going through mental struggles. Ladies and gents, the incredibly talented Margaret Gardner.
What an honor.
Damaged Beauty, Joey Superstar. It's available at paperbacks nationwide. Go and get your hands on it. Just go and search online. I did it as well. It's available, and it is an absolute bargain. It's just under 300 Rand on shelves, ladies and gents. Go and get your hands on Damaged Beauty, Joey Superstar. From Joey Superstar to South African Superstar, Margaret Gardner. Thank you.
Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.